This is an executive summary of the CPA's 2026 Guide to Private and Non-Traded Rights, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Rights reach a CPA's desk mostly at the reporting stage, and the distributions are more layered than the headline yield suggests. A single Form 1099 DIV can carry four or five separate tax characters, each taxed on its own schedule. The Section 199A deduction hands right investors a 20% break that survived the 2025 tax law, and a chunk of most distributions is return of capital that quietly erodes basis rather than paying real yield. This guide works through the dividend components box by box, the permanent 199A deduction, basis tracking, the Nianotti angles, and why right shares can never complete a 1031. It pairs with our client-facing rights guide in the deeper private right dividend tax breakdown. A right that meets the income, asset, and distribution tests is generally not taxed at the entity level on income it pays out. The headline test most CPAs remember is the distribution requirement. A right must distribute at least 90% of its taxable income each year to keep right status, and income passed through that way escapes corporate-level tax and lands on the shareholder. That single feature explains why rights throw off large, frequent distributions, and why so much of the taxation lands on the investor. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.